Well, hello guys. Welcome to yet another episode of The Blank Check, a journey on surrender. So today you're basically welcome to join in my reflection, my 3 a.m. reflection. The reflection of a girl trying to figure her way through this thing called surrender. So today is gonna be more of a reflection, and yeah, I do feel most welcome, and let's learn together. So, today, some hours earlier, I wanted to make my hair in preparation for church tomorrow, but my glasses were a bit dirty. I couldn't see clearly. So I needed to clean them, but I was like, oh my God, this is such a long shot because I need to go get my silk cloth, then clean it, take them off, clean them, then put them on again. And I felt like that is actually like really a long shot. And a part of me was just like, oh, no, I'll just do it. Just do make your hair with these glasses. It won't matter. You know, you will see. But then again, another part of me told me, no, I'll just clean them. Like, just clean them. You clean them. It won't hurt. Just clean them. So eventually, I ended up cleaning my glasses, and whoa, when I put them on, it was crystal clear vision. I was like, wow, Noel, this was worth it. Imagine, I was thinking if I did not clean them, then I'd have to struggle to see, you know? And that got me thinking about my past week and how I've been so obstinate. I've really insisted on trying to see things through my own eyes, and maybe that is how sometimes we try to view life through our own eyes. And most of these times we really don't see clearly. We can't see. Actually, we can't see. We believe we can see, or we believe we know what's best for us. As everyone says, you know, I am me, I make decisions for me, I am the boss lady of my life. I am the CEO of my life, so I know what's best. But really, let's be honest, guys. Well, it's nice to be the CEO of your life, but you really are not the CEO of your life. The one who created you, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who formed you in your mommy's womb, is the one who knows you best. And he's definitely the CEO of your life. Because you know, this life is not our own, really. We belong to him. But many times we insist on viewing life from a very physical or worldly perspective. And most of these times our vision is so blurred, you know? Very, very blurred. We think we know, but we really don't know. And once we allow ourselves to see things through the eyes of God, things become so clear, and we're like, wow, it was not worth it. You know, when our eyes are open to the truth, we're like, whoa, what was I waiting for all my life? So it just got me thinking. Just got me thinking. Sometimes we are stuck in places for very long periods of time because we just refuse to clean up our glasses. We refuse to clean up our lenses. We refuse to clean up our view and perception about life. We refuse to let God be the one to show us how. And we end up stuck in places where we just, like, you know, clean things up and move on and see things more clearly. And it just got me thinking about just learning to trust God. You know, this verse in Proverbs chapter 3, yes, that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. You know, I know that verse, and we've been talking about it, or I don't know, most of us know it maybe. And yeah, we say it, but then actualizing it is really something else. You know, actualizing it is really something else. Maybe some of us who don't wear glasses may not relate, but at some point in our lives, we've worn glasses, maybe not prescription glasses, but even sunglasses. When the lenses are not really clean, you tend to be very uncomfortable. But when you clean them, you're like, this is what I'm talking about. So it's basically the same with our lives. We may insist to like see things through our own eyes, which are most of the times not reliable because they may be so blurry because of the dirt. But it is important to always remember to see things through his eyes because he's the one who created us, you know? He's the one who holds everything and he knows what direction our lives will take. So even as we try to take control of our lives and become the CEOs and the chief finance officers and the chief operating officers, it is quite important to remember that he is the one who can only lead us into living the best life possible. So it's just for us to trust him and just let him take the lead. Just surrender to him. So I'm gonna end by sharing a story that I just read that was really interesting. I found really interesting. So when you look at Isaiah chapter 30, the title reads "War to the Obstinate Nation." So there was a point Israel, the chosen nation, was really, really obstinate, so stubborn. They had turned away from God and they were just doing their own stuff. Like they were lost in their own blurriness, no clarity of vision. So they were doing whatever they wanted. So in Isaiah chapter 30, from verse 1 to 14, God is just warning them and just telling them that so many things are gonna befall them, you know? So many things are gonna befall them because they have forgotten the ways of God. God is talking about living through a land of hardship and distress, of lions and lionesses, of adders and darting snakes. You know, God is talking about God not enabling them to see no vision, you know? God is really quite not pleased with them. But when you get to verse 15, you know, I'm just thinking about the situation. God is not happy and he says all these things are gonna befall you. But then in his kindness, loving kindness, in verse 15 he tells them, "In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength." In quietness and trust, you know? Letting us see things through his eyes, that is, in trust, is where we will find our strength. Then he goes on and tells them, he tells them, like he's also calling them out. But then again, after calling them out once again, in verse 18, he says, this is what he says, and I'm looking at it from this perspective. Like most of us get into loggerheads with our parents or our elders or something. Then, you know, our parents really love talking. So they talk, they talk, they talk. They say all these things and all that. Then they come down and start telling us. Like who has ever experienced it? Personally, I've never. So that's why I think this is quite interesting. You know, after having a long argument about your parent telling you how you've disappointed them and all that, who has had this moment where their parents just comes down and tells them, "But you know, I love you." You know, being also lovey-dovey. I don't know, in an African setting, I haven't seen that. Maybe it happens, but it's quite rare. So you know, God, after calling them out, this is what he tells them in verse 18. "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will raise you up and show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. People of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious is he, will he be when you cry for help? As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'" You know, he's telling them, like verse 21 also really gets me. Whether you turn to the left or to the right, whether we view life with our own, like, blurred vision and all that, whether we don't do all these things, in those many times that we're lost, in our dirtiest of moments where we feel like we cannot get back to Him, He's always there. He never leaves us or abandons us. He tells us that even if you turn to the left or to the right, I will still be there to guide you and tell you this is the path you will take. Like, who does that? If it were me, man, I'd just leave you. Yani, I'm trying to show you the right way, then you pretend you don't want to listen or you ignore me. Like, most of us humans don't have that patience, but because God is just God and He loves us with an everlasting love, even those days that we just, like, feel so unworthy or we do stuff that are so unworthy, He's still there to lead us to the path. He goes on in verse 22 and says, "Then you will desecrate your idols overlaid with silver and your images covered with gold. You will throw them away like a menstrual cloth and say to them, 'Away with you.'" Oh God, women can relate. Women can relate. And reading this, reading Isaiah chapter 30, reading the first bit and coming to the last bit where God is just telling them that even if you go where to the ends of the earth, I will follow you and I will find you. It is just really amazing to just see how much our Father loves us, and because He loves us that much, the least we can do, not the least we can do, that love just makes us want to, you know, trust Him, you know, just to lean in. It's really never an easy thing to surrender, because I just said I've been so obstinate this past week, and I decided to just, like, view eyes through my own lenses and all that, but I'm learning that even through this week where I have not been faithful to Him, He has been so faithful to me, and He's always telling me that, "Noelle, I know you're going in this direction and I don't like it, but this is the way to go, my daughter, and this is the way. Would you just hold my hand? Would you just trust me? Would you just give me your everything, and I will lead you in the right direction?" And it is really amazing to just trust in this God. And it may not be easy every day. Sometimes we may be so stubborn and want not to clean our glasses and just use them the way they are in the dirty and blurry state. But He is always there. So even when you go to the left or to the right, it is just important for us to know that He does not take it against us and say He does not want us anymore. In fact, He even loves us more. So just lean in and trust Him. And my prayer is that we may all learn to view life and live life through His eyes, and that we may not trust in our own ways, our own vision, because we are so frail, we are so meek, we really are nothing without Him, and He's our all. He just gives us life, and we cannot live this life without His direction and His guidance. So, yeah, I challenge you to just trust Him and just trust Him. Thank you so much for listening in. I hope to catch you in the next episode. Do have a blessed, blessed, blessed time. Love you.